We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Team PXY has what you need to know to start your day. This is The Feed on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
All right, an update to a pretty big story that's been ongoing here in Rochester for quite some time. The Securities and Exchange Commission says it has reached a settlement with embattled local developer Robert Morgan. Under the proposed settlement, Morgan would be barred from future violations of the Securities and Exchange Act and would not be forced to pay a civil penalty. Morgan, who has played a major role in downtown development here in Rochester in recent years, is facing federal charges in connection with alleged bank and wire fraud. In May of last year, an SEC investigation into Morgan came to light. According to the complaint, Morgan and other defendants were accused of operating, quote, in a Ponzi scheme-like manner by using funds from more than 200 investors in 17 states. The investments, court documents allege, included about three dozen retirement accounts and a pension plan for an electrical workers union. The SEC filed an application for emergency relief in May of 2019, and a court later appointed a receiver to oversee Morgan's assets. According to a letter from the SEC dated last week, nearly $63 million in investor principal allocated through voluntary liquidations of assets by Morgan and his companies has been returned. The return of another $3.3 million still pending under the settlement proposal. The SEC says it will file notices of voluntary dismissal at the end of the receivership. The settlement, again, must be approved by a court. So could be getting out of this. Going to cost him a lot, but could be getting out of this.
All right. As we know, some sports, are back at it again, trying to get back at it. And Victor Central School District will host an information session Thursday to ease concerns happening with the upcoming sports season. A video session for parents, athletes, and coaches will be taking place, and it'll just open up the table to ask any questions, vote in live polls, and get a gauge on how everyone's feeling when it comes to parents, athletes, coaches, and the low-risk sports teams across the state, like soccer and tennis, will be able to practice. Will be able to start practice and games on Monday. And the online information session for Victor is scheduled for Thursday at 6:30. I don't know if this is like just for Victor, because I kind of want to attend just for more information. Truly, I want to see what's going on with the sports. I think it'd be great for content.
Just scoop on in there. All right.
Just pop on in.
All right. Sticking with schools, Clyde Savannah schools will be closed again today following a potential COVID-19 exposure. The district says staff will be required to report to school for a superintendent's conference day. The school identified a bus where students may have been exposed. Now up to 40 people are in contact tracing.
All right, and this last story here in the Team PXY feed, we've been talking about what happened over the weekend right here in downtown Rochester, the mass shooting that took place. And in the wake of that deadly shooting at the Rochester party, the University of Rochester Medical Center has planned to offer counseling for its employees who face through the tough and traumatic experience that they experienced, not only taking care of these patients and people that were dropped off at the hospital, but also people who have been involved. Maybe it was their family member, maybe it was their cousin, they knew someone directly. And I was talking to my neighbor yesterday. She lives right above me here, and she is actually a teacher at an all-boys charter school, and she said that like the students there are just absolutely traumatized.
Sure,
so I think that especially in everything that we're talking about with the I'm Listening campaign, talking about mental health is so important. And especially when you're under such, you know, trauma and, you know, stress and anxiety and just sorrow and sadness. Like, you need to talk about this. You need to see someone, talk to someone, because you don't always know how to handle it.
Mm-hmm.
How do you handle, like, grief is not linear. Like, it's all up and down
especially,
all the time. So,
especially at that age, right?
I know.
It's tough.
And so it's nice to see that there's programs like this being offered up by UR Medicine and,
sure,
and schools around the area as well.
Yep. All right. Coming up in the TPXY feed next hour, the CDC. Oh, the CDC. I don't like when CDC and error are in the same sentence. That doesn't make me feel good. But that's what's happening. I'll tell you that story around 8:25 this morning. Up online, 98pxy.com. How about some good news? We got you covered there, as we always do, in the good news blog. Highlights from today. A kid in Toronto who loves garbage trucks could only invite two people to his third birthday, and he chose his trash collectors. Big fan. A 106-year-old woman in India just left the hospital after beating COVID-19. And a 5-year-old kid near Cincinnati made over $1,000 selling lemonade this summer and used it to buy school supplies for other kids. So some good stories up there for you. 98pxy.com. Also up there, is apple picking safe with COVID happening? Got everything you need to know on that. Certainly one of the top fall activities. And you can vote on today's Savvy or Sensible. Again, giving someone a fake phone number instead of just saying you don't want to give them your number. Lots of people weighing in on this. It's all transpiring because apparently someone, I guess, is listening to the show. She gave our number, the radio station's number, to a guy she met over the weekend because he was texting yesterday thinking that it was her. And I couldn't help myself. I reached back out. We got to the bottom of it. And yeah, definitely gave the fake number. I'm going sensible on this.
Breeze, of course you're going savage. On this, Corey.
Well, no.
Of course you are.
Well, no. I mean, you could say that if it's anti-confrontation and you're being a coward. But it's, yeah, that's all true. But also, I'm thinking from the aspect of the one being rejected. I would always rather be rejected in private versus publicly. So in that sense, is it a lie? Yeah.
Corey's like, I've dipped in a lot of situations
so much,
with both. So
much rejection, swimming in it. So yeah. Yeah, I can see that it's almost an act of kindness.
Shut up, Corey.
When you look at it that way, you're saving them grief.
No.
Yes, it's
no.
What are you telling?
You're lying.
You're telling me.
You're lying.
You're telling me that it's easier to be shot down in public with everyone watching and your friends there with you versus privately at home.
But Corey.
But Breezy.
But you're thinking more about the person who's being denied and not about the real savage. The person we're actually talking about is giving someone a fake number.
I agree with a lot.
We're bringing the person giving on the savage scale.
Yeah, but I think... that there, I don't know in this particular instance, I wasn't there, but there are certainly instances where maybe the guy's a little aggressive. And like you said, Breeze, it leads to the rabbit hole of questions. Well, why don't you want to give me your number? Oh, are you seeing someone? Oh, what is it about me? Am I not good enough? Like, it can really go down and devolve quite quickly. So you're also avoiding that situation from happening, which makes it even more sensible. Every angle I look at, I see sensible.
Nope. It's savage. You are lying. You need to bite the bullet. Be honest. And the more you do it, this will be the first step over the hump. The more you do it, the more of a pro you'll be, baby, to just deny till the day you die.
Slash and burn.
Yep.
Cut people down and not even care. That sounds so sensible and definitely not savage at all, Breeze. All right, what do you think? Jump in, 585-222-9800. Call or text into the show, and you can vote in the poll at 98pxy.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.